Ho, Mary. No, I'm sorry. That's a different show. Instead, this is the Ronin Rabbit, a Usagi Yojimbo fan podcast. I'm your host, Ed Moore. Beware, there will be spoilers. If you want to get in touch quickly, year's about over. You can tweet me at Teal Productions, Teal like the color, T-E-A-L. I'm also on Blue Sky under same. I post the episodes on the Usagi Yojimbo fan page on Facebook. The website is bigtimenoise.com/ronin-rabbit, and the email address is usagipodcast@gmail.com. I have in front of me the retailer incentive cover for Usagi Yojimbo Volume 4, issue number 24 from IDW. League of Comic Geeks indicates it should have been on the stands November 24th, 2021, and the story is Ransom Part 3, the final. Full page spread of Kitsune running, screaming, "Hurry, Usagi, Yukichi, we've got to rescue Kyoko before Boss Hasegawa kills her!" And behind run Usagi and Yukichi. Continue running down the street, and she is decrying what she's going to do. "I swear to the gods that if we rescue Kyoko safely, I'll give up my life of crime." And both Usagi and Yukichi are taken aback by that. "Come on, we've got to rescue her." "Right." Cut to Kyoko, who is tied up in a storeroom. We find out that actually, as she's fidgeting around, she stole and sleeved a Kogatana, a utility knife, Mr. Sakai tells us, from one of the thugs that she landed on when Boss Hasegawa gave her the big boost across the room. Boost. Later on, we see her escaping the room and making her way down the various halls here at Hasegawa's compound, and then she hears somebody coming up behind her. She slips aside and hides in another room, closes the door, and then is intrigued by what she sees. So whatever room she entered has something in it that has caught her attention. Cut back to Usagi Yukichi and Kitsune that have made the front gate of Boss Hasegawa's compound. "Your swords, we will not give them up," Usagi says. "You won't have to. Aoki-san ordered that you should not have the indignity of having your swords taken away, but he demands they be tied with a cord so your blades cannot be drawn." "We will tie our swords ourselves. We do not want you handling our souls." Yes, sir. "And I suggest you leave Boss Hasegawa's employ," Usagi tells him. So now Yukichi, Usagi, and Kitsune are being escorted down the hall by this Hasegawa thug. In the next panel, we see Yukichi has asked Usagi what they'll do if they need to draw their swords. And Usagi says, "We'll improvise if that time comes." In the same panel where he says that, we see the binding that will keep, supposedly, the swords sheathed to let us know, one, that they've done it, but also, I guess, kind of to give an indication of what it is they did to do that. The boss is waiting in the audience room. As soon as they walk in, "Give me my book!" he yells. "Bring out the girl. We need to make certain she's unharmed," Usagi says. Wow, words are tough. Aoki responds, "I've given you my word that she would not be harmed." Kitsune, "The word of a kidnapper." Hasegawa, "Watch your mouth, thief. Bring the girl." "Yes, Aoki-san." Then Usagi talks past Hasegawa to Aoki. "Why do you serve such a vile person, Aoki?" "What? You know as well as he that in these times of peace, work with a sword is difficult to come by, and I pay him very well. Isn't that right, Aoki?" "If you say so, Boss Hasegawa."
Boss, the girl's gone!" Usagi exclaims. "What? Where is she?" asks Kitsune.
"Give me my book!"
And at that time, "Boss Hasegawa, I've got it! I've got the book!" Snitch runs in, book in hand.
"What? You tricked us! Kill them! Kill them all!"
And a fight ensues. The gentlemen are rushing Kitsune. We see Usagi and the gentlemen are rushing all three. We see Usagi and Yukichi grab the bindings in their teeth and bite through them, pull them off, break them, whatever they do, because Usagi next has his sword drawn. "We just want Kyoko. We don't want to hurt you." "Stay back, Kitsune," as the entourage still charges. "I've got to find Kyoko." So she rushes off. Yukichi and Usagi sword fighting many, many dudes. Kitsune rushes by the one, "You really should have left when Usagi told you." She
smacks him in the face, punches him in the eye. He's going to have a black eye tomorrow. Kyoko, where are you, Kyoko? Kitsune's yelling as she's running on into the compound. Panel of Yukichi fighting. Usagi is talking up Aoki while Yukichi is attempting not to die at someone's sword point. What lord did you serve? I was a vassal of Lord Haneda. I've heard of him. He had a reputation of being a good and just person. Yes, he was, before he was killed in the Great Wars. It was those wars that made me a Ronin. And you have never served another lord? I would rather remain a Ronin than call someone as despicable as Boss Asagawa Master. Thug attacks. What? Aoki jumps up, skewers him, rushes at Usagi. Usagi exclaims, he's taken by surprise. Yeah, says Aoki as he's rushing by. Rushes right by. Sword slices another thug that was coming up behind Usagi. You should have known better than to leave your back unguarded, samurai. I guess I've taken your words to heart. Sure. Thank you, Aoki-san.
Aoki, you traitor! Kill him! Kill him with the others!
That was my boss Hasegawa imitation, in case you didn't know. Kitsune running down the hall, being chased by one dude about to round the corner, rounds the corner into another dude that grabs her. Just as the pursuer dude is about to bear down on her, Kyoko jumps in the air and kicks him in the face. Kitsune delivers a closed fan blade strike to the throat of the one that was holding her, causing him to choke and fall to the ground, gasping for air. Boss, I've got it! I've got it! Snitch is yelling across the room. Usagi and Aoki fighting. Yukichi fighting. One of the bad guys here is struck by Yukichi, and he utters, Fluke! F-L-O-O-K. I kind of like that. That's been showing up several times now in fight scenes in this Volume 4. It's an interesting sound. I'd like to hear that sound made for real to see what it takes to do that. Fluke. F-L-O-O-K. Fluke! Yeah, that's cool. Kitsune and Kyoko run into the room. I found Kyoko. Let's get out of here. Fight, fight, fight. Snitch hands Hasegawa back the book. They're getting away. Thank goodness, says Snitch. Let them leave. I've got my book back. I've had enough of these troublemakers for now. I'll settle with them another time and they'll pay dearly, especially that traitor Aoki. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Alive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Seemingly dead. So that's 16 men here on a dead man's chest. No, I'm kidding. I don't know why I said that. Later, thank you for helping us, Aoki-san, and for saving my life. You're an example to me, Usagi-san. What will you do now, Aoki-san? Yukichi asks. The boss can be very vengeful. I must leave the area. Boss Hasegawa paid me well, so I can take my time looking for new employment. Abeo, Usagi and Yukichi and Kitsune all say, well, Usagi says it, but all three of them are bowing slightly. I'm sure we will meet again, Aoki says as he waves and smiles over his shoulder, proceeding down the street away from them. Kitsune, very happy, smiley face. I'm glad this all turned out so well. What? Turned out well? Yukichi and Usagi. Usagi, hands raised, waving, exclamatory face. Kyoko was kidnapped. We were almost killed. This is what your thievery has brought us. Yukichi continues, didn't you vow to the gods that you would give up stealing if Kyoko was returned safely? Oh, she says, that's not quite true. I remember I said if we rescued her safely, then I would reform. Kyoko rescued herself, so that doesn't count. That's right, I freed myself, she says. But we did not come out of this ahead. Oh, I don't know about that, Kyoko says. What? What? She pulls out of her kimono here a book. Ugh, another book. Yukichi looks it over. It's a record of all of Boss Hasegawa's illegal businesses. It's even more incriminating than his ledger of bribes. Which would be true. I mean, bribing someone official, that'd be tougher on the official. But this is all the illegal stuff that he himself is in charge of. So, let's sell this back to Boss Hasegawa for a big reward, Kitsune says. Exclamation by Yukichi and Usagi. What? Are you insane? That's how we got into this mess in the first place, Yukichi. This book goes straight to the magistrate, Usagi. But then that will mean we did not make anything from this caper. Well, says Kyoko, reaching into the sleeve of her kimono, she pulls out a bag. I also found this heavy purse in Boss Hasegawa's safe. Oh, Kyoko, you truly are the master thief, only because I'm taught by the best. See, this proves that the gods endorse our lifestyle, Kitsune says to Yukichi and Usagi.
Now that we've come out ahead, I guess I can return this. Kitsune says as she hands Yukichi back his purse. My purse, you robbed me again, but I gave it back, so it doesn't count, right? No, it doesn't work that way, says Usagi. But what counts is that it all turned out fine in the end. I think so. The sun's rising, Usagi says. We'd better leave before Boss Hasegawa discovers the new theft, and comes after us. Which way will you two be going? Kitsune asks. That depends, Usagi says. Which way will you be going? We don't like the sun in our eyes, so I think we'll head west. Okay, Kyoko? That sounds good to me, Oni-san. We're going south, Usagi says. Too bad we can't travel together, Kyoko says, running on ahead. You have unusual friends, cousin, Yukichi. Just hope we don't run into any more of my friends, Usagi retorts. Wah, wah. End of story. Next month, it's an image. We are looking from behind Yukichi and Usagi as they are looking upon, I believe, Mount Fuji. But there is a partial sword here in the foreground of the image as unto someone sneaking up behind them, sword drawn. Full page advert for Turtles Jenica 2 trade paperback. Full page advert for Godzilla graphic novels from IDW. 7 of them. Full page advert for Chained to the Grave trade paperback. Yes. Inside back cover. Same. Usagi Yojimbo Stan Sakai contact information by merch exclusives. Prince variants. Back cover. Transformers Beast Wars full advert. So, our dramatis personae to round things out as we work our way towards the end of the year. This is the last episode of 2024. Miyamoto Usagi, Yamamoto Yukichi, Kitsune, Kyoko, and Aoki are our protagonists. Boss Hasegawa and Aoki, initially, and Twitch are our antagonists. Kugatana, the utility knife, was defined for us. Samurai. Ronin, a masterless samurai or warrior, was defined. Abeo was defined. Farewell. Those are our terms. Kugatana, samurai, Ronin, and Abeo. All right, guys. I have scheduled, but who knows? It's a brand new year. It's hard to say exactly what I'll do, but I probably will continue doing as I have done so. Usagi Yojimbo Volume 3, issue number 67 is next up. As long as we don't get snowed in, I'll see you guys next time. Ciao.